University of Missouri St. Louis College of Education podcast. Hello and welcome. My name is David Stouffer and I get to be the recruitment coordinator for the UMSL College of Education. Each week on this podcast, we will meet an innovator in the field of education. We will spend some time getting to know them and learning about their work and how it can help you and yours. It is my sincere hope that this podcast will be a source of encouragement and support as you work to continue impacting lives as an educator. My guest today is Dr. Ann Taylor. Dr. Taylor received her bachelor's degree in geography from the University of Nottingham in the UK, her master's degree in education from the University of Sheffield in the UK, a postgraduate certificate in education, geography, and chemistry from West Midlands College of Higher Education in Walsall, UK, and a PhD from Washington University here in St. Louis. Dr. Taylor began her career at UMSL in 2013 as an associate dean in the College of Education. She assumed her role of interim dean in 2016 and was named the official dean of the College of Education on January 1st, 2018, where she has served ever since. As of July 1 of this year, Dr. Taylor will join the very exclusive club of retired educators and began a brand new chapter in her life. Welcome, Dr. Taylor. It's great to have you here. You are the first guest of the UMSL College of Education podcast in September 6th of 2021, almost 3 years ago. A great deal has happened in that time. Is it possible to sum up what has transpired in your role as dean from then to now?
You know, back then we were just emerging out of that pandemic. And when I look at where we are now, one of the things that's fascinating to me is this is the 60th year of the whole institution. It's also the 60th year of us being active, providing teachers for our region. And I think we've come to recognize how important that is. In these last year, when all the celebrations we've done, you know, we've all been wearing the T-shirt. And it really illustrates the kind of role that a university plays in a large region like ours. And we go out, really, we've always said our job in the college is to go out, find the best ideas, and make sure they're available for our region. And I think we've been doing that, and that's what we've been doing the last 3 years, just going out and finding things that really matter, that are important, and doing them.
I am amazed at how much change has taken place in those 3 years. In a positive way. And I love that my time here at UMSL has seen so many new additions and adjustments and meeting the needs of the community.
Yep.
We're not a cookie cutter college. We don't say, here are our programs, pick one you like. We continually try to adapt and even change the programs that we have to meet the needs of our community. So,
And I think that's a great point. You know, if I think of a couple of examples, in that time, we've really taken off with a couple of our newest degrees. Sport management was brand new back then when we were chatting. And now it's really roaring along. It's this whole new sector of health, wellness, recreation. We've known it's existed, but it really matters that we get people the jobs in all the different parts of that recreation, wellness, sport world. And sport management as an undergrad degree is fabulous. And at the opposite end of the spectrum, we added another master's degree. We added applied behavior analysis. Who thinks about doing that? But when you're already somebody who thinks about people and their behavior and how you can help people, you know, in different ways, using the best science of behavior and learning, you know, so we provide degrees like that that help people get advanced qualifications. Those are just two things in the last 3 years that we've added. So I guess it just supports your point.
Dr. Karen Boleska with the sport management program, she's done incredible things with that. Last I checked with her, she had a 100% hiring rate for all of her graduates, which is pretty amazing. And then, of course, Dr. Andressa D'Souza runs the Applied Behavior Analysis Master of Science degree, and she's incredible as well. I love our faculty. I love the fact that they're continually looking to try to come up with new ideas.
And they're always out there in the community. One of the things that I think is just tremendous, they've got their finger on the pulse. As you say, I think we've probably got employees out of sport management in probably every one of the major franchises in the St. Louis region.
I think so.
You know, and they go and do wonderful experiences. And similarly with the behavior analysis, they're working in clinics, schools, really making a difference. And that's important.
Yeah.
You know, David, we've never thought of ourselves and used the word a lot that we're workforce college. But we've always been preparing people at all levels for all kinds of careers. And now I think we're really, that word is to the fore right now, and we're very comfortable using it. Jobs matter.
Yeah. And they're coming to us now. I just got an email earlier this week from someone who represented an organization that was looking for sport management interns.
Yeah.
And so he was contacting us in order to find our students and get them plugged in. So, and of course, Dr. Valeska jumped right on it. What are you most proud of as Dean of the Umsl College of Education? What makes you smile when you think of the influence you have had as Dean of our college?
Well, you know, deans get to claim all the good bits, none of the bad bits. But, you know, you and I share an interest in sports and teams, and it's that second word, teams. I think I get a lot of pleasure watching the way that faculty and staff, and you're among those, really work together. And then I see them as a result of that, doing things that just couldn't be done alone. You know, we've named a couple of degrees that there's just one expert faculty member leading. We don't have a team of, you know, 10 faculty in each of those areas. Therefore, all our faculty in the college are very used to working with other people who have a little bit different expertise, and out of that comes some really great things. And I hope that's something I've helped encourage. I value it, and I honestly believe that that's where the future is, working alongside others and doing great things.
Is there one specific thing that you can look at, and it's okay to be a little immodest here, something that you can say, maybe to yourself, I did that. This happened because of my leadership, and I am very proud that this actually happened.
I'll be honest. I just don't keep those kind of mental records. But I do know that when I look, I know I'm sort of helping. Sometimes I play a different role. Sometimes I'm the one who just passes an initial inquiry forward to somebody. Sometimes I'm sitting in meetings like we are right now. You know, one of the most exciting things I think we're doing with the teacher preparation, maintaining the highest quality, you and I care about that, right? Excellence in the teacher workforce, but trying to find ways that we can help school districts and help our students who want to be teachers by getting them funding. The exciting idea we're doing is thinking of teaching as an apprenticeship. That takes a lot of work in the background to see what we can do, to see if we can get some funding streams to help our students pay for their work. And I feel very proud of sitting there with the faculty and staff from all areas, right? You've got your traditional faculty who are teaching the courses. You've got the people setting up relationships with school districts. You've got yourself going out and recruiting. You know, there's the advising team who do all that background work, making sure that people get accurate information so they move through their degrees quickly and efficiently. I'm proud of being able to sit with and be part of that and know that I think we're advancing. We're making a difference. So that's probably as much as I keep a record of.
Sure. I know one thing just came to mind that I know you're very, very involved with is the Circle of Educators. Talk a little bit about that, the Circle of Educators, and how that came about and what its role is.
Well, you know, I said just at the beginning of our talk today that we've been working in the College of Ed. We've been preparing teachers since the very beginning of UMSL. That means we've got a lot of alumni out there, over 20,000. But maybe in the past, we haven't really brought them together and had that sense of deep connection into the institution. I'm certainly just delighted and thrilled with the work we've done to found the alumni and supporters group for the college, which we've called the Circle of Educators. And what we say, what are they about? They're about gather, grow, and give. Gather, sometimes they come together, maybe an event in the fall, just this last fall. We put on an event with one of our outstanding college endowed professors, Dr. Miller, mm-hmm. who's a computer science expert and science educator. He worked with his colleague from the computer science department, many people know, Dr. Bakari. Mm-hmm. And we worked together to provide a wonderful interactive session so that probably people like you and me can learn a little bit more about what AI is doing.
Right.
That's something we offer to our alumni. No cost. Come back, visit, engage with us. It was a fabulous session.
It was.
It was so good. You know, we did a follow-up mm-hmm. online mm-hmm. in February. That was equally good. So that was an example of the way that we can reach out to our alum, keep serving the region, mm-hmm. and also engage and let people know what we're doing. And then usually at this time of year, we have a big celebration of some mm-hmm. kind. Mm-hmm. Last year, I think we celebrated one of the Teachers of the Year.
Right.
We, different things we do, recognizing different parts of the mm-hmm. college's expertise.
Mm-hmm. What does the future hold for the field of education? You've been in the field of education for a long time, and you've seen a lot.
Yeah.
In the history of your work, not just at UMSL, but in education, what does the College of Education need to do in order to prepare for that future? So it's a two-part question.
Well, the first thing, I think it always seems to me in some ways some things don't change with education. Some things shouldn't change. It's about relationship around people who want to learn, maybe little people, big people, people who want to learn and those who want to be part of that learning journey with them, traditionally the teachers. That's certainly a major role for the College of Ed. I named earlier, we have other components to our work too. We're deeply active in mental health. Mm-hmm. We've always prepared school counselors for about 50 years. But now we have very active preparing clinical mental health counselors, clinicians. We've been doing that for a good number of decades too. So we have to look and say, you know, do things change in these worlds? Well, sometimes those things tweak in those worlds, but they're still really, really critical to what we do. And then you have the AI thing.
Right.
Right? How is that going to transform some of the ways we practice these kind of things? Mm-hmm. If I give another example, teaching reading. You know, teachers have been teaching reading in school forever. Parents have been teaching, helping their kids learn to read. So whether you go for the parent angle, you go for the kid angle, you go for the school angle, you go for the after school angle, knowing how to do that well matters. I wonder if people fully appreciate that's a huge advantage in being a research institution. It means our faculty are right on the forefront of the best knowledge and practices, the sciences of teaching, sciences of teaching reading, the science involved behind mental health counseling. And then, because students are so important, we then put that into practice. Mm-hmm. So we have clinics where you can get counseling help if you need it. You think you need it, David? Some counseling help?
I could always use a little help, yes.
Yeah, I think so. I do too. And then we also operate a clinic that teaches our future teachers how to teach to the best way to practice the sciences of reading. Mm-hmm. And we offer those services to existing teachers too. So in all those examples, I think some of our trajectory is good right now because we're well positioned, and then we're definitely going to have to keep scurrying around the AI thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what will it become? No, none of us know.
Yeah? You mentioned something a little bit ago that I want to dive into a little more deeply in terms of, and I thought of this in terms of education trends, is is the Department of Labor and the apprenticeship model to help find new teachers. This is a national trend, and it's becoming incredibly successful in other states. Missouri, as Missouri is, the show me state, tends to move a little more slowly. But we're heavily involved with the Department of Labor here at Elmsall and the College of Ed with developing our own apprenticeship model. How do you see that growing, and how do you see that impacting education?
There's no doubt a shortage of teachers is a real, it's a national problem, and it has calamitous potential results. So it really matters that we get teachers. Out of some of these things that have great challenges that we'd never wish for, sometimes some good things can come. I'm seeing, and you're seeing it too, I know, we're working very closely now. School districts are being very, very serious about thinking, who do we want as teachers in our classrooms in the future? And they are doing some of that recruiting. That's great, right? Sometimes a district will know, they might even know the individuals because they came through their own schools. And so the active partnership, that level of partnership we have with districts, I think has got deeper. We were always an institution that partnered across multiple districts. That's what we do. We value our communities. We're the public research institution. We're right there with them. But I like this new mode that's happening. And the apprenticeship model, the requirements of the Department of Labor, keep moving us in that direction, I think, to be really deeply embedded with the place where our teachers are going to get their jobs. Now, can it provide sufficient streams of funding? There's an awful lot that's complicated in the background. You know, we're the ones that are trying to braid those things together to make a whole that's coherent so that our students can spend their time thinking about how do I become a good teacher and not getting too wrapped up in all that sort of red tape in the background. So I think that this is definitely... I'm fine if we continue in this direction. We might have to, you know, think a little differently.
Sure. Yeah. It always seems to come to funding, doesn't it?
It does. For some reason for teachers. To now, they've had to pay their own way to become a teacher.
Right.
And it's still it's a fascinating career.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
So what is the future for Dr. Ann Taylor? What's in store for your future?
Well, I think, you know, I'm giving myself a year after I retire just to sort of keep asking myself that question. I think it's good to repeat questions without too much pressure. But I know I have a very strong interest in photography. I think I'm absolutely likely to take that up. That's where I can lose my time. You're probably aware, my wife and I do ballroom dancing, same-sex ballroom dancing.
Yep. So we'll probably... I've seen pictures, so I know that's true.
That is true. We'll probably give that one more run out, maybe go to the gay games in Valencia, Spain in a couple of years and enjoy that very participatory, celebratory atmosphere there. So there are a couple of things. And other than that, I'll keep trying to keep the weeds out of the garden. That'll keep me going forever.
Any travel back home?
In many ways, this is home. Mm-hmm. So, I'm sure there will be travel. But we're intentionally having a low travel year next year, again, while I'm pulling the weeds and, just thinking about some of the things I might like to do in this region.
And who do we follow for our favorite rugby and our favorite cricket?
Yeah,
squads.
That's right. I follow the national. I'm sort of very ambidextrous in my nationalities. I do follow English cricket more than U.S. cricket.
Probably most people do, I would guess.
Yeah, and I follow some English soccer teams, but I'm a big fan of City here. Mm-hmm. Rugby, I like watching multiple teams. Mm-hmm. I certainly watch England, and as you know, in the different forms of rugby, the U.S. does very well in the rugby sevens. So that's always fun to watch.
Right. Fantastic. Well, I wanted to give you one last chance to just share whatever's on your heart, Dr. Taylor. Give you a chance to just share Anything else that you wanted to talk about? The mic is yours for the last time.
Well, that's great. I mean, I just say, I genuinely have always thought this is a great institution. You know, I have fabulous colleagues and we're all trying to do the right work together, which is make a difference for all of us and the whole region. And I really love that collective. I feel very strongly in my connection with the University of Missouri St. Louis and the College of Ed and my colleagues there. And I'm very grateful for the opportunities that I've had to be a leader here and grow in that way. So thanks a lot, David, and thanks for the invitation. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Dr. Taylor, for the work you have done for these many years in the College of Ed. We could not have done this without you, and I mean that in all sincerity. I don't mean that tritely at all. You have made an impact on me as I've changed careers and gone from K-12 and now to higher ed, and just the experience I've had working with you has been more than I could have ever hoped for. So thank you for your leadership and thank you for your passion as an educator and as a person. So thank you. And thank you for being on Triton Talk.
Hey, thanks, David. I've enjoyed it.
I am honored that you chose to join me today for the University of Missouri St. Louis College of Education podcast. I hope you'll join me next time. Till then, I'm David Stouffer. Thank you for the work you do. Never forget, you are making a difference every day.